Are you ready? Are you truly ready within your heart to face death? Now, brother, I believe with everything in me that I've got my way. I've prepared. I've got myself ready. When he calls my name, I'm going to answer him. But now, whether you're a saint or a sinner, when he calls, you're going to answer him one way or another. There are. I've heard people say there's two places that's going to hold the whole Adam generation. That's true, but I've heard people say that heaven, there'll be heaven or hell. Now, that's not necessarily true. Hell is heaven is a place that'll be forever. Hell is a temporary place till Jesus comes. It says there in the book of Revelation that death and hell will be cast into that lake of fire. And death, and it says, and you know, that is the second death. The Bible says that blessed is he who hath part in the first resurrection. On the such that the second death hath no power. Now, there's people out there that will tell you that you have no responsibility in your salvation whatsoever. Now, I read too many places. You can read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You can't show me one place in there where somebody got a healing with unbelief. It takes belief. It takes a belief from the heart of the finished works of the cross to be saved. Jesus has done everything he know to do. He's done everything that he can to save you. Now, once that call comes to you, it is up to you to respond. There in the 5th chapter of the book of Mark, I read of 3 people that came before Jesus. They was in, I believe it was the Gadarenes, and there was a wild man. They had him chained. Nobody could do anything with him. He plucked the chains up and everything. Said when he saw Jesus, he ran and worshipped him. Jesus asked him his name. He said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Those spirits was like, bid us to go into the swine. Well, they went into the swine, and the swine, as soon as they got the evil spirit, they run down and was drowned in the sea. When they come to him, that legion was clothed in his right mind and at the foot of Jesus. Just like I was telling my wife when she said sometimes she feels like she's losing her mind. And I tell her, honey, I know someone that can put you in your right mind. It takes Jesus Christ to put you in your right mind. Well, then there was time in that same chapter, the 5th chapter of the book of Mark, there was someone came, Jairus. He came and he said he had a daughter. I believe it said she was 12 years old. She was sick. He wanted her to come and heal her. As he was going along, there was a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. She spent all she had. Now, we have to spend everything we've got for salvation. We've got to give everything we've got to the Lord. It was just like the woman that come there and gave 2 mites. Everybody else was giving out of their abundance. She gave 2 mites. Jesus found more favor with her than anything because he said, you give out of your abundance, she give everything she had. Jesus won't take anything less than 100%. 99.9% won't cut it. You've got to give him everything. But as he was going along, that woman, she reasoned within herself. She said, if I could just but touch the hem of his garment, I know I'd be made whole. She didn't even touch Jesus. She touched his garment. And immediately, that quick, her blood was dried up. Jesus said, who touched me? And Peter said, Father, he said, you know, you're thronged with these people. And you ask who touched me? He said, somebody touched me, for I perceived that the very virtue come out of me. He turned and looked at her. He knew who it was. She come and I believe said she fell down. And she said it was her. And he said, thy faith has made thee whole. Now see, the faith, there in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the first verse, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And by it, the elders obtained a good report. See, it takes the faith in Jesus Christ to be saved. Well, as they went on, Peter, James, and John went with Jesus after he healed this woman. And they said, well, why troubles the matter? Well, as he was going along, they came and told him, said, why troubles the matter? He said, the damsel's dead. He said, the damsel's not dead, she's just sleeping. As he went in, they laughed at him when he said that. Yeah, he drove them out and he told her, he said, maiden, come forth. And after she come forth, he commanded them to give her something to eat. See, when the Lord saves your soul, he gives you something to eat. Jesus said that, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. He said, for my blood, my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. That's just where you get the communion, where when he was up in that large upper room there and he broke the bread and he said, this is my body broken for many. Then he took the wine. There's a big discussion over that. Some people say it's ferment, some people say it's not. But he said, this is my blood given for the New Testament. So, except you eat of Jesus' flesh and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. Jesus said that I am the bread. I am the bread that come down from God out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and never die. He told him, he said, that your fathers ate bread in the wilderness, I believe it said, for 40 years. Now they're dead. But he said, if you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you'll never die. So that is the thing that you need more than anything in this earth. You don't need, we need money and things as far as that goes to get by. But the money and stuff will perish. It was just like there was a certain rich, I believe called him rich young ruler, come before the Lord. He said, Father, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He told him, he named off, I believe it was five of the commandments. Now, what people don't understand is you take Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 95% of the four Gospels, 95% of that is Old Testament. Because until Jesus died and was ascended on high, we was under the Old Testament. Too many people. But it's just showing how it brings forth the Old Testament to the new. Because if the Old Testament would have been good, Christ would have died in vain. There was no saving grace in there was no saving, there was no salvation in the Old Testament. It took the blood of Christ. But now, he was trying to justify himself, I believe, with all my heart. He said, have I not kept these from my youth up? He said, but yet, they lack us one thing. He said, take your possessions and sell them and distribute them amongst the poor. Pick up your cross and follow after me. He became sorrowful and walked off because he put more trust in his riches than he did in Christ alone. When you put your wealth before Jesus Christ, you'll not be found with him. He'll look at you and say, you workers, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. You'll be cast into everlasting punishment. There's no getting around it, people. There's two places, that I've told you before, there's two places that's going to hold the whole Adam generation. Heaven and that lake of fire. My word of advice to you is, if he calls right now, where would you go? Now brethren, I'm going to tell you something now. You may jump on my back if you want to. But now, I know where I stand with God.
Help him, Lord.
When the Lord come to me, when he came and saved my soul, I know who it was. I never had to pray that prayer again. I've gotten down so low, now brothers, and Now, I've been as low sometimes as, I believe it was Foghorn Leghorn said, as low as a snake full of buckshot. Now, I've been that low before.
Yeah.
But I've never been so low that I had to say, Lord, save me from my sins. No. Now, I have to repent of my sins that I do, and I'm like, Lord, whatever I've committed that is not pleasing in your sight,
Lord,
forgive me of it. But I've never had to go, from May 24th on, I've never had to pray that prayer that I prayed that morning. No. Lord, save me or I perish, because I know where I stand. There in the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus, and starting at the 24th verse, Jesus said, whosoever heareth these words of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. See, the house is no better than the foundation.
Lord, help
him. No other foundation can be laid that was already laid, and that's Jesus Christ. He said, but whosoever heareth these words of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And I believe it's in the 6th chapter of the book of Luke, it said, pretty much word for word, but it says dug deep. So you've got to dig deep. You just can't say, you can't say, Lord, forgive me. It's got to come from the heart. He says, and when the storms of the world come and when the winds hit it and the rain, the house stood because it was from good foundation. But he said, whosoever heareth these words of mine and doeth them not, I will liken him unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The same storms come to that same house and it fell. And great was the fallout because it was not founded upon Jesus Christ. Now, brother, to me, I don't know what you, but that takes backslide plumb out of it. Because you are either found on the rock or you're not. There's only two foundations. You've got sand or rock. It's like you can go to the beach and build your house right on the beach. That water and sand will wash right off and your house is going to fall. But now you get somewhere where there's rock and put your house upon it and you build your foundation and you got to get your foundation solid. Then that house will stand. It was like we had a porch built and the winds come. The house stood because they had it anchored. You have got to be anchored in Christ.
There you go.
When you're not anchored in Christ, you're going to be in trouble.
That's right.
But now I just thank God for what he's done for me and he will do for the next man. When you done all you know to do, all you can say, Lord, there was times I would just say, Lord, forgive me. I prayed and I didn't know what else to say. But now one morning he come to me. And I tell you what, people, I've never been disappointed in him.
No.
There's been many times I know I've let him down many times.
Yeah.
I've been disobedient, but that goes back where Apostle Paul said, in the flesh dwells no good thing. One time he said, I prayed thrice for the Lord to remove the thorn from me, the thorn of the flesh, which was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me. God told him, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. It, with the grace of God, it just like, you know, David there, when he come before Goliath, Goliath laughed at him and made fun of him. But he said, I come in the name of the Lord. Buddy, if the Lord is for you, if God is for you, who can be against you? When the Lord, whenever people come, if they smack you or whatever, the Lord won't smack you. He'll be right there with you. Now that's, in our flesh, it's easy to, we can get puffed up. I'm bad for that myself. But now, I'm just me. But I have to repent daily. Jesus told him, he said, you know, you have to repent daily because each day is a new day. You know, I'll say this and I'll bring my remarks to a close. Don't want to rob the brothers. But, Lord, I've lost my train of thought. Go ahead and get your song, brother. I don't want to take the time. But now, my word of advice here, if you're here tonight and you're lost and you don't know the Lord, you need to find you a place. You need to, the main thing is you need to give your heart to Him. You need to give everything you got, just like the woman at the well. You know, I told you before, she gave 2 mites. That may not have been much compared to what other people had, but that was her very living. You have got to give your living to Jesus Christ. You've got to give your life to Him. I'm like, Lord, I've made a mess out of my life. It takes you to straighten it out.